The Kimberley region in Western Australia is an area roughly the size of the United Kingdom and filled with tens of thousands of Aboriginal rock art sites portraying a range of artistic periods. New research has emerged from the University of Melbourne and the Australian Nuclear Science and Technology Organisation saying that the Wiyong-Wiyong art period is around 12,000 years old. This discovery is largely in thanks to moth wasp nests located underneath and over top the rock paintings, which were used for radiocarbon dating the paintings. Zoe Roach reports.
A new study has used mud wasp nests to establish the age of one of the ancient styles of Aboriginal rock art in the Kimberley region in Western Australia. The Wiyong-Wiyong style of paintings, which were the focus of the study, are thought to be the second oldest period of creative style by archaeologists. However, traditional dating methods were unsuccessful when trying to date the Wiyong-Wiyong period. Despite this, researchers from the University of Melbourne and the Australian Nuclear Science and Technology Organisation were able to conduct radiocarbon dating on mud wasp nests that cover the painted rock walls. PhD student from the School of Earth Sciences at the University of Melbourne and lead author of the study, Damien Finch, says because of the composition of the paint used for the Wiyong-Wiyong paintings, radiocarbon dating wasn't an option.
The most commonly known method is carbon dating, and you can't apply carbon dating to the paint that was used back then because it's just an ochre. And what we can see, it's just made up of a mineral called hematite, which is just iron oxide, and there's nothing organic in there, no carbon-bearing material in that paint. So the best that we can do to try and understand roughly when the paintings were made was to look for things that are either over the top of the painting or underneath the painting. Because we know if something like a mud wasp nest was built over the top of a painting, then the painting's got to be older than the mud wasp nest. And we can date the mud wasp nest because the mud wasp has collected sand and mud that contains microscopic particles of charcoal. Charcoal's mostly carbon, and we can carbon date that material.
Mr. Finch says Wiyong-Wiyong style of paintings are characterized by elaborately decorated, elongated human figures.
There is a sequence of Kimberley rock art because a couple of very dedicated people have been walking around the Kimberley for sort of 30 years re-recording site and cataloguing them. And as part of that work, they've tried to figure out which paintings are always on top of paintings of other styles and what are the defining characteristics of those styles. So there is a long sequence of the different styles of painted rock art. And the very oldest painted rock art is mainly of animals and plants, and that's always underneath the next style of rock art, which is the one that we're talking about in this latest research, where the depictions are of people, but people with huge long headdresses that can be twice as long as the person themselves in some cases. They're enormous, and people depicted have got all sorts of really complex decorations on them.
Ian Weiner, who accompanied the researchers on their field expedition as a traditional owner of the land, says the rock paintings have played an important role in keeping his culture alive through storytelling.
Both painting now that have been passed on, and like from generation to generation, and we gotta like keeping our culture alive. Like with most of those virtual painting there, like keeping it alive for the young generation to see. Because when we lost our culture, and not knowing the story about the rock art, we will definitely lose our identity. You know, and we'll probably be stripped in spirit. It's about our old people that was back then during the past, and passing all those stories down to generation to generation, and now to my generation that I have to pass on, just to keep those story alive. Because most of the painting, it could telling us about our ancestors, where they like letting us know about like hunting and dancing and ceremonies and all these things.
Mr. Finch says he and his team have already started the next round of dating and are hoping to move into different areas of the Kimberley.
So we've got dates on about another 50 wasp nests that relate to paintings of a different style, and we're writing up those results now and they'll be published. We'd very much like to move to other parts of the Kimberley. As I say, we've been on Ballingarra country, but the Kimberley is a huge place and we've only covered a fairly small portion of it so far. We'd like to, with the permission of the other traditional owner groups, visit their country and take samples and date their rock art as well, which, and the styles appear to be the same. You know, it seems that these human, highly decorated human figures exist throughout a fair part of the Kimberley, so we're hopeful that the technique can certainly be applied elsewhere in the Kimberley.
Sorry, Raj, with that report.